A new poll shows most Utahns do not understand where the Common Core comes from or what it does. Meanwhile, proponents continue to defend the education standards against what they say is false information and unfounded fears about federal intrusion. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Orem Republican Representative Dana Layton sponsored a bill during the 2014 general session that would have axed the Common Core in favor of Utah-developed standards. She says her constituents were concerned the state had surrendered control of education to the federal government. But after learning more information about the standards, she changed direction, calling instead for more parental involvement in evaluating the standards. Many of her constituents were not pleased. Layton lost her seat in this year's primary election. She blames her loss in part on that decision.
There are two very disparate stories being told. You know, one is it's a federal takeover of educational standards, and the other is, oh, it's a state-led National Governors Association, you know, the feds had nothing to do with it. And the two stories are so incompatible that I don't think anyone knows what to believe.
The poll conducted by Dan Jones and Associates shows only 21% of those polled understand the math and English standards were developed by state governors and education leaders. Many believe the standards were created by the federal government and states were either forced or convinced to adopt them. But state school board member Deborah Roberts says the number one misunderstanding about Common Core is the definition of what standards are.
Somehow they relate it to standards of behavior or standards of morals, when it has absolutely nothing to do with that. They are benchmarks of what a child needs to know and be able to do in language, arts, and math at each particular year to be college and career ready when they graduate from high school.
Roberts says there is a process through which the state can make changes to or improve upon the Common Core standards if need be. Whitney Evans, KUER News.